Blog Talk Radio.
Most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Yeah. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, everybody. And we are back. And let me tell y'all something. 2015 has been an exciting year for the Real Relationship Talk Show. There's been a whole lot of growth. There's been a whole lot of love. There's been a whole lot of accomplishments. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's, you know, that consistently listen throughout the year, because you made the show exactly what it is today. You made the show exactly what it is today. You're the reason why we keep bringing all these great shows, because it's your feedback, it's your emails, it's your post, you know, it's your likes. If you like something on, I mean, if you liked something before, I want to salute you tonight. You know, everybody, you know what? 2015, everybody that wrote in for the Keeping It Real letter from all over the United States, I salute you tonight. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's giving me constructive feedback, hey, man, you need to change this, you need to change that, salute. You know, everybody that's ever hit me up in the inbox and was like, man, this is what I think, here's how I feel, I disagree with you, Ken, that don't make sense, whatever, salute. But you know what you did? You made this show exactly what it is, and we're going to keep on taking it into 2016 with the same growth, the same development, you know, a bigger platform, thanks to everybody, right? So I wanted to just share that with you real quick. Let me jump right in real fast. We're going to do the relationship truth, but before I do that, I want everybody to know something. The Kenny Talk Experience, it started off on Twitter. We started off just doing tweets every single day. We went from doing tweets, relationship truth tweets, every single day to relationship truth videos. You don't believe me? Go to YouTube. Kenny Talk. Search Kenny Talk. You're going to see a young Kenny Talk back in the day doing this thing, right? We went from doing the relationship video every single day. We turned it into a video, y'all. We were dynamic. We were young. We were hungry, right? Then I set up a platform, which was a website, and I started giving you guys the video once a week, like a blog, a video blog. Okay. Lo and behold, in 2011, I think, hey, I found Facebook. And I realized I could touch so many more people on Facebook. So you got the Kenny Talk Experience Facebook page where the Relationship Truth posts were born in the manner that you see it right now. So salute. We on the air, online radio, Dollhouse Radio. We've been going strong for the last few years, man. Show after show after show. We watched, we laughed together, we cried together. We disagreed. There was a little bit of argument. I have a man Keeping It Real Rod on here with me, or whatever. People used to go at his throat, he used to go back at theirs. But we transitioned all the way up until right now. So I just want to just say salute to everybody that watched that process, right? Big salute. Yeah. So let's jump right in. I want to first of all, give y'all a relationship truth of the day. And you know, the relationship truth is a little something that I post every single day. every day throughout the it's throughout the week, yeah. It's throughout the week. All right, and my relationship too is supposed to just pretty much gather attention for dialogue. That's it. So if you got, I see you right now. I see everybody on Twitter. I see everybody on Instagram. I see Facebook. I see y'all on the page. I see y'all in the groups showing love. You know what? I want to hear what y'all got to say about this relationship truth. This, we going into 2016. It's the last show of the year. So let go. Relationship truth follow. It goes as follows. It says, rejection can sometimes happen after you've already decided to be in a relationship with a person. Once again, rejection can sometimes happen after you have already decided to be in a relationship with a person. So I know y'all thinking right now, Ken, man, what made you choose that one? Y'all give me just a second, right? Relationship truth. Those that are just joining us, you're listening to the Kenny Talk Experience. I see you. We are discussing looking for love in 2016, but the relationship truth of today, which is a post that we send out every day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're not following us, get with us ASAP. Rejection can sometimes happen after you have already decided to be in a relationship with a person. What do I mean by that? I want y'all speak on that real quick, but I'm going to jump right in real fast. Let me do this. Nah, you know what? I think I got to read what this young lady is saying to me. Okay, I see you. All right, I got a young lady that says, rejection normally happens at the beginning of a relationship. Once the relationship has started, people grow in the opposite directions or go in opposite directions. So it wouldn't be considered as rejection. Okay. I had to read that one. Thank you, sweetheart. I had to read that one because, you know what? I can see where she's coming from. But the post is coming from a different perspective. The post is coming from a different perspective. So let me jump right down on it real quick. Let me make sure. Let me put y'all in the game, right? The game is as follows. When it comes to rejection, you're right. People do grow apart, sweetheart. People do go in opposite directions. They do. They do that. But what I'm speaking about when I say rejection after the relationship has already started is because it goes back to the real you. I don't know if y'all remember. We talked about it on the show this year, to where a lot of us don't expose who we are until after sex. A lot of us don't, you know, drift back or revert into our comfort zone until after we've had sex. So we could actually have already established a pretty good relationship with each other. We could, did the dating thing. Now we're on to being intimate and we, you know, we have sex. But then when I drift back into my comfort zone, you know, I can be a person that you really don't like. Did you know that? So you can reject me right at that point to say, you know what, I thought Ken was cool, but nah, I ain't gonna call him back. I think I'm gonna dead that situation. On to the next. So that's what I mean by rejection can happen after you've already agreed to be in a relationship, because very few of us have the courage to be the real us. And sometimes it's not about courage, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes it's not even about courage. You know what y'all want to know what it's about? And it's just simply about you not really knowing that you're not in your comfort zone. You don't really know that you're not in your comfort zone. You're having a good time with this person that you're kicking it with. You know, things are going great. Everything is going great. Do you feel me? But then guess what happened? I exposed my true colors. And when I expose my true colors, you can reject me then, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it goes. Yeah. You can reject me at that point. So I wanted to touch on that. I wanted to bring that up to y'all attention real quick about the relationship truth. That's what's the relationship truth of the week. Remember, if you're not following us already on Twitter, it's at Kenny Talks EXP, at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter, at Kenny Talk _ on Instagram, and the Kenny Talk Experience, like that page on Facebook, the Kenny Talk Experience, just as it's spelled, or, you know, the personal page. I go hard on that as well. Kenneth DeMoss, Kenny Talk DeMoss. Get at me. Hit us up, right? We want to hear from you. But let's jump right into the topic. For those that are just joining us, the topic, looking for love in 2016. Looking for love in 2016. So, I'm just going to dive right in. I'm going to dive right in because I got some things that need to be said. I do. Here goes some things that need to be said when it comes to looking for love. You know, you could be looking for love and already be in a relationship. Did y'all know that? There's so many people that are involved with other people, yet and still, they're holding on. They're waiting for the possibility of love in the manner that they wish to have it. They wish to obtain it. Okay, ladies, with a show of hands, hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on Facebook. I want to hear from you. How many of you can honestly admit that you're looking for love while in a relationship? How many of you can honestly admit that in 2016 you are secretly hoping to find that special someone while right now already in a relationship with someone else? How many of y'all? I got one of my listeners. He just hit me up. He says, "Ken, no one, no chick." These are his words. "No chick is gonna admit that, but chicks always have a spare." That's what he said. Ladies, y'all agree with that? Do you have a spare? Are you looking for love in 2016? Are you trying to pick up that spare? Well, for the most part, a lot of us are in these relationships. We're not happy. We're going through the motion. We're using it as a front just to be covered for the winter, for the cuffing season. Or we're using it as a front just to be covered, you know, just to be covered as it pertains to, guess what, other people's acceptance. Outside acceptance. You want people on the outside looking in to see you and say, "Oh yeah, she's in a loving relationship. Oh yeah, she has a great man. Girl, I wish I had a man like him." Fellas, all kinds of stuff, right? So a lot of us are going into 2016 still looking for love while holding on to possibly a person that loves you in 2015, as 2015 is closing out. But why? Ladies and gentlemen, what do you feel like you're missing if you're already in a relationship with someone that you've agreed to be in a relationship with? What is missing? What are you still looking for out there? What are you waiting on? What are you hoping for? I want to hear from you. If you want to make your words heard, 646-595-4038 to listen. Or if you want to make your words heard, press 1. And I'll be glad to let you come on and say what you want to say, right? But I see a lot of people in Facebook. I'm gonna read some of these posts, man. I see them popping in right now. It's 2016 around the corner, y'all. What else are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? Why are we waiting for love? Talk to me. All right. Okay, I got a brave young lady right here. She says, "Ken, a lot of us are still waiting on that special someone because we know that they're out there. We believe that what we deserve is coming. However, we don't want to disrespect a person that wants to be with us now. So, you don't want to disrespect a person that's showing you love, willing to take you out on dates, having sex with you, giving you money, getting your car fixed, washing your car, probably getting your hair done, buying your clothes every now and then, taking care of bills here and there for you, you know, emptying the trash, whatever they're doing, whatever they're doing. You're telling us that you don't want to disrespect them. You do not want to disrespect them while you're waiting on what you really want. Well, let me go and break it to you like this. What you really want is not going to come. I'm going to say it again. For 2016, what you really want is not going to come. And I'm not trying to rain on y'all parade out there now, but I need y'all to understand the reason why I'm saying that. Because the way you carry yourself, the situation that you're in, who you are, how you look, all of that impacts what you attract. So if you attract this person while you're already in a relationship with someone else, in order for you guys to even hit it off and to start making something work, you got to tell them that you're already in a relationship. You got to tell them that you're currently sleeping with somebody right now. Ladies, you got to do this. You got to tell him that he's taking on all of the manly duties in your life right now. But yet still you're not happy. Now, what do you think that's going to tell the man of your dreams right at that point? Okay, number one, you're using this guy. Now, it may not tell him directly, but subconsciously, he's going to see that you are a user. You use people to get what you want. He's not going to be able to separate the fact that you're getting the things that you need from a man, or there's a man playing a role in your life right now that you feel is not enough. Okay? It has to be safe to say that you wouldn't have allowed this guy to play this position if at some point of time, and you meeting, greeting, dating, mating, relating, this guy actually fulfilled what you needed. It has to be safe to say that that was the case in order for you to proceed onto a relationship with this person. And we all know what happens. We get lazy. Guys get lazy. Girls get lazy once we're in relationships. The guy may not put it down like he used to put it down. The woman may not put it down on him the way she used to put it down on him. Right? The guy may not bring flowers up to your job like he used to. He done got you now. The woman probably don't, you know, give him a back rub after work no more. She don't have his food already laid out for him. She don't have his bath water ran, you know, so he can take him a bubble bath to soak in and just relax. She don't have his blunt roll, his liquor already the way he like it set up, his cigar, whatever he does. Why? What changed? So you're telling this guy that you possibly are hoping to meet in 2016. That, okay, you're ungrateful. You're telling this guy that you are hoping to meet in 2016 the right one. That guess what? You're not appreciative. That you use men. That you get tired of what somebody brings to the table. And last but not least, ladies, you're telling that guy that guess what? There's a high chance he's going to be on the other end of this situation in the future. You're going to be looking for another one, and he's going to be the guy that you're telling the new guy about. Yeah, he used to do this for me. He used to do that. But I'm not feeling it anymore. He's not fulfilling me. And I feel like he's not a great communicator. And he doesn't listen to me. Right? So that's what you're communicating to Mr. 2016. The one that you're hoping to meet. So I wanted to just, I didn't mean to jump up on my soapbox. But I needed y'all to understand that real quick. I needed y'all to understand that, guess what? On the Real Relationship Talk Show, I am going to keep it real. That is my vow to you. That is my commitment to you. So now let's jump right over into knowing your worth. Now, we did a show about that, right? We did a show about knowing your worth, right? So when you're going into 2016, you're going over into 2016, hoping to meet Mr. 2016. Your worth, knowing your worth. A lot of you are going into 2016 with that mindset. You got your New Year's resolution. Man, you know what? I'm going to raise my standards, man. I used to deal with these type of cats. Now I'm going to start dealing. I'm only going to deal if you're on this level. Or I'm only going to deal if you're on that level. You know, I'm not going out on dates anymore. I'm not meeting you for drinks anymore. If you're just a random guy that's trying to, you know, holler, I'm raising my standards. I salute you. But I do want you to know something. I want you to know something. In 2016, when you go in looking for Mr. 2016, or you're looking for love, I need you to get away from this worth thing. I need you to get away from it real quick. Because I need y'all to understand something. Worth is determined. What determines worth? Y'all hit me up. What determines worth? Let me go to Twitter. Let me go over here to Facebook real quick. Salute. Oh, yeah, I see. Shout out to everybody listening. All right, okay. What determines worth, my question? 646-595-4038 on Dawn House Radio if you want to make your words heard before the break. Because in a little bit, we're going to go to break. But I'm going to pull a couple of posts. Let me see what y'all got to say. Okay. She says, I got a young lady says, worth is determined, Kenny, by how you value yourself and the expectations you set around other people valuing you. Okay. Let me see what else. Okay, some of these are kind of saying the same thing. Worth is the level that you put yourself on. Okay. Okay, all right. Well, a lot of you guys are saying some of the same stuff. So let me just say this real quick. You guys all are wrong. Now, I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. You guys are all wrong. That's not what determines worth. I want you to just think about this real quick. Think about let's use the purse, ladies. Let's use the purse. You guys really like the Louis Vuitton and the Gucci. You guys like these purses, these bags, Coach. Ladies love these bags, and ladies, you'll pay top dollar for them. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of y'all buy the knockoffs, but we're gonna stick first of all just to guess what? The real deal. You guys place value on these purses, right? On these bags. Okay. Some might say because of the material that it's made out of. Quality material. Expensive material. And you know what? That might be the case. I can agree with that. But the material that a purse is made out of is similar to the value that you place on what you bring to the table in a relationship. I want y'all to walk with me on this one. I'm going to break it down. The material of the purse that you have, that we're speaking about, that you pay top dollar for, is equivalent to the value that you place on what you bring to the table, your best attributes, characteristics, things that you feel are valuable. Okay? They're the same. But guess what? A Gucci or a Louis Vuitton purse won't mean shit if no woman wants it. You see? I don't care how expensive the material is. I don't care how expensive the material is that a purse is made out of. If women don't want it and don't purchase it, how valuable is it? What's its worth? You know what Louis Vuitton will do? He'll drop the price. You know what Coach and Gucci will do? Drop the price. Birkin bag, whatever, all the stuff y'all have, they will drop the price because guess what? They won't be selling, right? The same way you have the older bags because, you know, they keep making new bags every year. You can go by the thrift shop or go somewhere and get a Louis Vuitton, a used one or an old one, for a lesser amount because the value dropped on it, right? The value didn't drop on it just because it was used. The value dropped on it because, guess what? The demand for it is gone. It's not as high of a demand for those because, guess what? Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Coach, they got new bags out, you see? So when you look at what you bring to the table in 2016 as being valuable, as being your worth, I need you to understand this before I go to break. I need you to understand this, that it's only as valuable as the number of men that actually values it or wants it. What do I mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. You know, I'm not even going to go to break yet. Here's what I mean by that, ladies. I need y'all to feel me on this. If what you bring to the table is not valued by the average man, then you have to say that your worth is going to be low to the average guy or pool of men that you date in. What you're bringing is not worth as much. Now, let's flip it. And I'm going to share a post with y'all, too. Let's flip it. Let's say if guys just strictly value, and you know what, this pretty much is true, women that got nice butts, curvy butts, women that dress very seductive and wear as less clothes as possible, women that are hypersexual, or what we like to call trisexuals, that'll try anything. These women, let's just say, those things that I just named are in high demand with the average man, then a woman like that will be worth more, will be valued more. That woman's worth will be more than your worth, not because you're beneath her. It's because what she brings to the table is in a high demand. Does that make sense? So if it's in a higher demand, then it's worth more, or her worth is more. Y'all ever ask that question? Yeah, man, why these guys out here? Yeah, it seems like they're wife or thot. That's what they call them. You know the Amber Rose chick. You know, they get married every day. Why? It's because what they bring to the table is just being valued at this time. What you bring to the table is not. So when you talk about knowing your worth, don't reduce your worth to that which you bring to the table that's in less of a demand when it comes to men nowadays. or in with the men that you encounter a lot. I'm not saying drop your standards, ladies. No, do not drop your standards. You need to fish in a different pool. You need to go and be around and date the men where that's very valuable. And it's sad to say, there ain't a lot of places where you can go where it's valued. And I'm keeping it real. I got a post that a young lady actually sent me. She has a picture. She says, now all women are like that. That's what it says. You got a female, they got a picture of Nicki Minaj. Okay? You got a woman, they got a picture of Jada Pinkett. You got a lady, they got a picture of Claire Huxtable. They used to play on, that played on the Cosby Show, her character. So before I jump into that, I'm going to pay some bills because I got to pay bills on Dollhouse Radio. I'm going to play a little bit. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and I'm going to be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, right? I got to do that for, you know, for we got to do this right now. We got to do it. Okay? So when I come back, I'm gonna jump into that post and dig into it, and then we're going to continue to take it to the next level when it comes to 2000. And, well, you're 2000, you're Mr. 2016. Let's call on that. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm going to be back fast so you can say Cat in the Hat on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah,
what
these bitches want from a nigga?
I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in their shit, then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right? So what is it you want from a nigga? What? I gave you, you gave me. Bitch, I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested. Right. Better than all the rest, I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What you want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. Well, I met her in an ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, LaToya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana, and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga? Nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. Some caps, that nigga's the shit, and that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm sleep, trying to creep with your best friend. What it is,
yeah. I told y'all. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat on the Real Relationship Talk Show. You know how we do. But check it out. Check it out, check it out, check it out. We're back, we're back. Let me jump right into the post. Those that were just joining us, we're not going to do the keeping it real letter because I want to talk about the post real quick when it comes to women going into 2016 looking for love. Looking for love, man. Still looking for love, trying to get it right. And it's all good. I support you, but ladies, that's why I'm giving you what I'm giving you. Okay, that's why I'm giving you what you're giving you. And I gave out some pretty good information. So if you guys missed it, if you know someone that missed it, tell them to just go to our page, any one of our pages on social media, and just click on the link. You can listen at any time. I'm going to have this one being tweeted out, posted out throughout the holidays because I want you guys to be able to get to it and listen, right? I want you guys to be able to get to it and listen. It's a real relationship talk show. So check it out. I got, if you want to be heard, press 1. Because I see a couple of people pressing 1 right now. I want to hear what you got to say before I continue. Show some love on a real relationship talk show. Let me see. I got 3, so let me see. I'm going to go with the first one. Okay, I see a area code 773. Area code 773-575.
Okay. She has this in.
Yo, you on the Kenny Talk Experience. Who's this?
Yeah, so I thought she told me when they some driveway through her little 2 hours. She said, and I'll do it again, motherfucker. That's right. Cause Rich Cat, you know, she's like, what you ain't got the right to do.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Right, he said. And then, when it says...
Well, you know what? If they can't hear us, we can hear them, though. They showing us some love. Let me try to... You know what? The other one... Hey, call back, caller, the one that just asked you. I think it was a 678 number. Sorry I missed you. But get what? The conversation continues, y'all. We got to. Let me talk about the post real quick. Let me talk about the post. Okay, they're saying not all... now all women are like this. Here we go. We got a female... And it's a picture of Nicki Minaj. A woman is a picture of Jada Pinkett. And a lady, and it's a picture of Felicia Rashad, the Claire Huxtable character, right? Okay, 80% of the females, 80% of the females, 80% of women are like Nicki Minaj right now. That's what they were saying. And I'm going to read the characteristics in just a second. 18% are like Jada. 2% are like Claire Huxtable. So let's read what it says about Nicki Minaj real quick. This is what it say. It says 80%. Now this is not just saying this is just every woman is like this, but you know they're sprinkled out within this 80%. This 80%, you got chicks that hate men, that are rude, they're gold diggers, they cheat. I guess they're promiscuous because they got sluts, whore. I mean, you know, that's an opinion. And I don't necessarily agree with that. But they like bad boys. They're selfish and narcissists. They don't think a man who holds the door open for them. That's the mentality. I want you to look at this as a mentality. So that's like, that's covering about 80% of women right now is what this post is saying. All right, let's move over to the 18%, and the example is Jada Pinkett. They got tolerates men. She's kind. She's acceptable, helpful, independent. She likes compatible men. She's caring and likable, and she thanks men. She'll thank men who will hold the door open for her. Okay, she will think. So that's 18% of women out right now. That's what they're saying. That's how they are. All right. Now, let me go up under Claire Huxtable. This one says the lady. Now, it says Jada was the woman, Nicki the female, the lady. 2%, ladies and gentlemen, 2% says respects men. She's loyal. She's grateful. She's cooperative. She's committed. She chases great men. She's supportive and loving. she occasionally holds the door open for her man. Hmm. Now, how do y'all feel when y'all hear that? You know, don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. How do y'all feel, ladies? How do y'all feel? Well, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to jump right in. Yeah, we might have several women. We might have several women that fall up under the female category with that 80%, right? We do. We got 18% that are like the woman, and 2% are just as men would like them to be. You see? Just as men want them to be. Now, okay, let me go to Facebook real quick. I got a young lady that says, Ken, bull crap. She says she's totally disagree. There are so many women out there that are willing to cater to their men. There are so many women out there that are loyal and want to be with just one man. They're committed to one man. A lot of these females, I think the percentages are mixed up, because there's a small percentage of females that are running amok. I guess that's what she means, running amok. Okay. She says she thinks the percentages are mixed up. She says that there are a slew of females out there that are like that. But let me show you something. Out of that 80%, I'm going to make a little sense out of it for you guys. Now, we got hates men, rude, gold diggers, cheating, sluts, like bad boys, selfish and narcissist, don't thank men. Don't thank men who will hold the door for. But let's go to selfish. There are a lot of females that profess that want to be in committed relationships. They profess to be loyal, that they're a loyal type of chick. They won't mess with nobody else. You see? But they're selfish. So they'll still fall in that 80%. You see? So what else y'all got for me? Well, you know what? Let me make some sense out of it for you. Now, you get out of what you get what you attract. You are what you attract. Is that what I want to say? You attract what you are. You attract what you are. Now, a lot of women, they come in demanding what they demand, setting expectations up front. If you break the rules, I'm going to break up with you. I'm going to punish you, however you want to do it. Imagine the type of man that you're going to get being that way. But on the other hand, here's a very good post I got somebody that just gave me right now. Thank you, sweetheart. Let's discuss it real quick. I got a young lady that says, Ken, many of us used to be the Claire Huxtable figure. We used to be that type of person. But the problem comes in is when we've been hurt, when we've been let down by our men, when we've been cheated on. That's what will turn us into the Nicki Minaj character. Okay. That is a very good point. That's a very good point. But I need you to understand this, sweetheart. If you are this Claire Huxtable, but I'm using Claire Huxtable as an example, everybody, because that's what the post said. I'm just trying to make some sense out of it. I'm not trying to say you need to be like Claire Huxtable. I don't know. You know, you can be whatever you want to be, right? But if that's who you are, true to your heart, sweetheart. You know what I said? Heart, sweetheart. If that's who you are, then the way a person acts, the way a person may have treated you, won't be enough to turn you to the opposite. Okay? It won't be enough to turn you to the opposite. You know? You could be a woman, beautiful, heterosexual woman, straight woman that only like men. You know? If you get disrespected by men, it's not enough to make you turn to a lesbian. That's not the way it works. A lot of women do that because they're just curious anyway. A lot of women do that because they're just really looking. They out here searching, you know. And I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with it. It's whatever you want at the end of the day, you know, because I really can't say what's right for you. I can't say that, right? But I need you to understand this. If you are a good woman that's loyal and you work hard for your man and you support your man and you help him out through whatever you help him out through, I need you to understand something. If that man hurts your feelings, it won't be enough for you to say, all right, I now like women, or you know what, I'm now going to turn into this bitch that's mean, that sets clear expectations, direct, rude. So you can't just turn to that if that's not who you are. If you can easily turn to a sweetheart, that means that that's what you were all along. You just needed somebody to push you to that, push you to be who you really are. So, if you stay who you are, if you stay that Claire Huxtable, you're going to attract the right type of dude. Because guess what? If you are a person that's looking to hurt somebody's feelings, you won't even be attracted to that type of woman. The relationship won't even work. You would have said something, or she would have been identified something that would pretty much, I mean, throw her off, and she'll say, you know what, I'm not interested. So you protect yourself in 2016 by being who you truly are. If you are a Claire Huxtable, be a Claire Huxtable. Don't try to be a Trina or a Nicki Minaj or a Amber Rose. Don't try to be that out of spite, because you're only going to attract the type of guys that continue to hurt you. You're going to continue to get hurt in 2016 looking for love. Don't reduce your worth to what you bring to the table, expecting others to value it when they just really don't. Don't get upset with them. Just simply move on. Kindly move on. I did a show, Woman Against Woman, Women Against Women. A lot of women are going into 2016 with the mentality that they don't care about their fellow, well, I'm not going to, their sister, their woman, right? They don't care about how they hurt you. How many of you ladies, how many of you have ever been in a relationship where you had another young lady knew of your relationship but went directly after the man that you love? You know, she went directly after the man that you love. She intentionally tried to break up a happy home. And you know why she did it, ladies? She did it because she could. She may have been, you know, the chick with the fat butt, you know, the sexual, the hypersexual chick. I mean, it's just super sexy. Obviously, I mean, a man, you know, a man is a man. She made herself available to your man all because she saw that she could do that. You know, she seduced your man all because she just could do it. She had sex with your man, broke up your happy home, knew of your situation, and then she moved on from him. So now you two are not together, and he's not with her, and she kept it moving. See, when you talk about women against women, there are a lot of women that play that other woman role to the T. They love it. You know, they embellish in the fact that they could be the other woman. You know how we know? Because we as men, when these women approach us, or when we have the opportunity to be in their presence, you know what we'll tell them? Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I got an old lady at home. And you know what? She don't walk away. She don't leave you alone. She still make the attempt because guess what? Or she still allows the attempts to happen because guess what? She see that she got you open. Get fellas. Now, we might fall for it. A lot of us do. But at the end of the day, guess what? Ladies, you're witnessing a woman that just truly don't have your back. What do y'all say about that? What do you got to say about that? It's a real relationship talk show. Looking for love in 2016. Looking for love in 2016. I hope I was able to drop something on your head right tonight. This is going to be the final show, and I just want to say, be safe out there, everybody, over the new year. There's a lot of people getting murdered out there. There's a lot of people in relationships killing each other, you know, in the name of love. Please, please, let's make it to see 2016 because we're going to step it up a notch when it comes to these shows. We're going to keep bringing it. We're going to keep hitting your heart, right? It's going to be about the new book. You know, I'm going to look at putting out another book at the end of 2016. Let's see what happens, everybody. Let's see what happens. But for now, it's time for the final thought, everybody. Hey, remember now, you can click on this link and listen to any other shows that we've done throughout the year by going to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. That's what it is. And here we go. There's a new year approaching. Where do you currently find yourself? Are you content or hoping for something new? It's a brand new year approaching. And if you haven't found happiness in love, next year, what the hell are you planning to do? It's a new year around the corner, and to all my single ladies, the past year, how many failed relationships have you gone through? It's a new year approaching now, and how many of you are willing to accept that the possibility of the problem might be you? Okay, and the new year coming, ladies, please don't lower your standards. Just know that worth is determined by how popular the demand. If the way you think, act, or carry yourself is appealing to the majority of men, very few are willing to invest their time or give you a chance. It's the new year, everybody. What's your new year's resolution? What are you really going to do different after the ball is dropped? There's so many that talk the talk about a new year, a new me, or a new you. Need to stop speaking of making all these changes if y'all are not. Now, I like to drop it. I like to put it on your head. It's a real relationship talk show, and I had such a great time in 2016. Salute to all my Dollhouse Radio fam. Man, we be doing it big. We go hard. Check out all of the shows this week. This is going to be our last week of shows, man, and we gone into 2016. And we're going to come back hard. If you go into 2016 looking for love, take some of this stuff with you. Take it with you, baby. Now, I know I geared it towards the women for the most part. But I ride hard for my women, man. I love my women. I love ladies, man. I love y'all. Okay? Keep listening to the Kenny Talk Experience. Go out and get that book if you still haven't got it, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. To all the fellas, salute. But to all my ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And I'm going to be kissing them lips all through 2016, too, because that's how we do. It's a real relationship talk show, and we gone. Happy New Year, everybody.